BBC Learning English.
Look at many of the items around your home, and some will probably have been imported from abroad by ship. Moving goods around the world by sea is the easiest and most cost-effective way to do it. But what has made it more practical is the invention of the shipping container. They're not the most amazing thing to look at, but because of their design and especially their universal size, it means they can be loaded and unloaded onto huge vessels at any port that is big enough to accommodate them. The standardisation of these simple metal containers in the 1950s and 60s marked a turning point in world trade, driving down costs and ultimately leading to globalisation. Inside these versatile metal boxes could be anything from nappies to cars, and they are transported on container ships that ply our seas and oceans. They've been described as the monsters of the seas because of their huge size. The very biggest are almost half a kilometre long and are piled high with more than 20,000 20-foot-long boxes. In fact, the world's largest, the Port of Rotterdam, has a capacity of 24,346 TEU, an exact unit of measurement used to determine cargo capacity for container ships and terminals. With around 5,500 container ships globally, it's incredible to think about the amount of goods being moved around the world. However, because we now rely so much on these global shipments of goods, there can be problems when things go wrong. In 2021, the Ever Given, loaded with 18,000 containers, got stuck in the Suez Canal, blocking an important trade route. Countless businesses were affected by the delay in receiving their goods. One shipping company, Maersk, said the ripple effects on global capacity and equipment were significant. Despite the occasional problems, our demand for goods is increasing, and so the shipping container is here to stay. George Griffiths from S&P Global Platts told the BBC, "We're seeing a lot more of the ultra-large container ships being built. The proportion of new ships that are moving over 14,000 containers is staggering." Each container can have a lifespan of up to 25 years, and even when the effects of wind, waves and loading takes its toll, some find a new lease of life as land-based storage units or even used as houses and hotels.
BBC Learning English.